Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Federal Open Market Committee will conclude their next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from now. At the end of their meeting 6 months ago, the Fed projected that there would be 2 increases in the federal funds interest rate in 2019, which promptly led to a stock market nosedive. As a result of this negative financial reaction, the Fed did an immediate reversal at its next meeting in January. It then announced that it was unlikely to raise the federal funds interest rate this year and possibly not even next year. As I warned you, almost like a lone voice in the wilderness, there are growing signs of an economic slowdown in the U.S. Many analysts are now projecting a high probability that the American economy is headed into recession. Because of this, domestic demand to acquire U.S. government bonds is increasing as demand for U.S. stocks is declining. Because of the higher demand for bonds, interest rates are effectively falling. This market shift is anticipating that the Federal Open Market Committee in 2 weeks will not only not raise the federal funds interest rate, will it instead reduce the rate. Do you know what that implies? The first point is that despite what the politicians, bureaucrats, and regular media are telling you, the U.S. economy is not so healthy and strong. Second, even if the Fed leaves the rate unchanged in 2 weeks, expect American stock prices to tumble. In fact, even if the Fed only knocks down the federal funds interest rate by 0.25%, U.S. stock prices may still fall. About the only way for the Fed to prop up the U.S. stock market is for an even larger interest rate reduction. This is exactly the opposite of what Fed officials proclaimed about the American economy just 6 months ago. Whatever the Fed does in 2 weeks, the public will perceive that it is performing incompetently. This has been true for years, as I have repeatedly told you, but now it will be so obvious that almost everyone will realize it. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.